This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning more from a family member about those four Americans kidnapped in Mexico last week. The AP's Donna Warder.
Zalandria Brown of Florence, South Carolina, says her younger brother, Zendell Brown, who lives in Myrtle Beach, is one of the four Americans kidnapped Friday. She says it's like a bad dream you wish you could wake up from. She says her brother and three close friends were traveling to Mexico so one of them could have tummy tuck surgery. The FBI says the four were traveling in a white minivan with North Carolina license plates when they came under fire shortly after entering Matamoros, Mexico from Brownsville, Texas. The FBI says all four Americans were placed in another vehicle and taken away by armed men. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the Americans' return. I'm Donna Warder.
Americans who make more than $400,000 a year would see their taxes go up under President Biden's proposal to boost funding for Medicare. He lays it out this morning in a guest essay in the New York Times. The Medicare tax rate would rise to 5% on incomes higher than $400,000 a year. Residents in parts of California are struggling with the effects of that heavy snow. Callie Genest's parents live in Volcanoville, northeast of Sacramento. She says they are stranded in the snow, but they can't get any help.
They are experiencing no power, no water. They have no access to the internet and nothing. And the officials, from what we've spoken to, and the county officials, as well as calling the 211, they just keep telling everyone to go online. That's how you're going to get resources. But if they have no power and no internet, how are they supposed to access their website?
She was heard there on KXTV. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin popped up in Baghdad, Iraq this morning, home to American troops helping in the fight against the Islamic State group. This is AP News. Now to a tragedy in Argentina involving a young boy. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
Police in Argentina have detained a man on suspicion of killing a boy while neighbours wrecked his house amid anger over escalating drug-related violence in the city of Rosario. 11-year-old Maximo Jerez was killed early Sunday morning when at least one gunman attacked a birthday party. Three other children were injured. The drug violence that engulfed Rosario received international attention when gunmen threatened soccer superstar Lionel Messi in a written message left after they fired on a supermarket owned by his in-laws. Nobody was injured in the early morning attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.41 a gallon this morning, up 6 cents in a week, according to the AAA, but down 4 cents from a month ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.